When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Early Odds with Joe Ostrowski, covering Chicago sports from a sports betting angle. Saturday mornings on 670 The Score. Bad beats, against the spread, moneyline, sharp bets. Early Odds with Joe Ostrowski on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
All right, we convinced them. Zach Withers, we did it. Zach producing on the other side of the glass this morning. A new year and a new show here on 670 The Score and the radio.com app. First off, big thanks to Mitch Rosen and Jimmy DeCastro getting ahead on this, because sports betting, whether you like it or not, it's going to be legalized in this state, I believe, some point in 2019. That's right. I'm going to be here every Saturday morning at 8:30 a.m. following up Sports Medicine Weekly, leading you up to Inside the Clubhouse. Over the last few days, since announcing this on Twitter and the promo started running on the air on The Score, I've just been overwhelmed by the reaction. So I'm really looking forward to getting this started with a fantastic guest in just a moment. But just a minute on the show, on what Early Odds is going to be. The goal is to learn from bookmakers, people I trust that I'll be bringing on the air. I mean, the old days when you hear about sports betting conversation of bringing on a 1-900 guy that's yelling about his 87th lock of the century, you're not going to hear those people. We're way past that. It's about getting some information out of the conversation and then do what you want with it. Just a little background. Early Odds started out as a podcast. I began a little bit over a year ago for the Vegas Stats and Information Network. They are tied in with this station. Sometimes you can hear those updates right here on The Score. And that's going to continue. So you should subscribe to Early Odds. Release that podcast every single Tuesday morning. And then if you miss this show, this will be podcast on the same feed. So make sure that you subscribe. Even if you're not into sports betting, if you give us a shot, I think you might actually like what you hear. Because in the end, it's all sports conversation. Just having a little fun and maybe a little entertainment, making some dough. Let's go out to the desert for the very first time here on Early Odds. We welcome in a special guest. He's the sportsbook director at Station Casinos out in Vegas. His name is Chuck Esposito, and he's actually from the area. Isn't that right, Chuck?
I am. I was born and raised in Chicago. I was born in Park Ridge. Still have a lot of family and friends in the area. Try to frequent it whenever I can. And, of course, still have a lot of ties there. So I'm rooting for Chicago many times. At least with my heart, I am. I can't always say rooting for all the Chicago teams from the business side of it, but definitely from a fan's perspective.
I was wondering if you're rooting against the long run by the Bears, maybe all the way to Atlanta. I was actually talking the other day with Jason Symbol over at CG Technology for my article in The Athletic. And he said the biggest loss that they would see is a Bears run to the Super Bowl, and then it would be even worse if they end up winning the Super Bowl because of the futures and where they started off in the offseason. Is it the same case over at Station Casinos?
pretty similar to what Jason said. I know Jason, and it is pretty similar. They were the longest odds on the board, Joe, outside of the Cleveland Browns. So new coach, a team that had finished last the last few years, a lot of changes going on there. So people who have them at 200-1 or above that number are smiling right now, that's for sure. I think, you know, it was a little bit of a drop after that, and then you had the Khalil Mack trade, and then the number started plummeting. But I don't think anybody really felt that playing in the same division as the Packers and Vikings with the success, especially the Vikings had last year, that it was realistic that the Bears would be where they're at. I think they're a couple years ahead of that spot, but, you know, hats off to anybody who did put a bet on them. I mean, they're sitting there smiling right now with a nice payoff on that ticket.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I did not see this, but let's repeat that for a second. There were 200-1 tickets. I thought the highest was 100-1. You're saying 200-1 tickets, and after the Eagles are celebrating their Super Bowl victory, who the Bears end up playing on Sunday, when they were celebrating, you guys were looking at the Bears as being as bad or just almost as bad as the Browns?
Yeah, I mean, actually, we put next year's big game up, the one coming up this February, up before even the Eagles-Patriots game. I mean, you look at it. You look at a team that had a lot of question marks, had a very young quarterback in Mitchell Trubisky, who only had 13 collegiate starts, showed some flashes last year. But again, yeah, they played in a division where most people projected them to be fourth in that division. The Khalil Mack trade, changed things. They overachieved. They exceeded expectations. That defense has played just lights out with Vic Fangio. So many of those guys have stepped up, and I think the Mack trade kind of sent a message, I think, to the fan base, to the league, and to the team that, we think we're where we want to be, and they proved that. Now, those odds dropped pretty quickly, Joe. I mean, I have to tell you, when they're up high like that, they start dropping pretty quickly, and after the Mack trade, they dropped considerably.
All right, Bears-Eagles tomorrow on the lakefront. Where do you guys sit right now? Also, what's the total?
Bears game right now is 6.5, total 41.5. Interesting matchup. The Bears are the largest favorite over the weekend of the four games. I think you can make a compelling argument that these four wild card games are really good matchups, that you can make a case for the underdog, I think, in every single game. It hasn't always been the case in the past. I mean, you look at Indy and Houston and the success that Luck has had there, Seattle and Dallas, the Chargers and Baltimore, but you look at the Bears and the Eagles, the defending champs, who had to go on a little bit of a mini roll to get in, had to get some help from the Bears, are playing arguably the youngest and most inexperienced team to be playing this weekend, yet they're the biggest favorite. They are at home, where we saw them demolish the Rams a little over a month ago, and I think that's why you're seeing the number so big. Even though Nick Foles did win a Super Bowl, it's not Carson Wentz here getting the start on Sunday.
Most of the week, the Bears are favored by 5.5, and you know as well as anybody, all line moves are not equal. Just because it moves a point doesn't mean it means the exact same thing, especially once you get around those key numbers of 3 and 7. So obviously, Bears money in. Where's that money coming from?
You know, early action, Joe, to be honest with you, we did see a little bit of a push on the Bears. Then it came back down on the Eagles. We actually did go, as you mentioned, to 5.5. It's slowly been creeping up right now. You're actually seeing some good two-way action on that game. I think the public looks at the Bears right now at home with that defense against a beat-up Eagles secondary, a quarterback in Nick Foles that's not 100%. And right now, the public's driving that number up. We'll see a lot more action, of course, leading up until kickoff on Sunday, being the last game of the four. But the public is clearly on the Bears so far.
A month ago on Sunday Night Football, when the Rams came to town, the Bears were 3-point home dogs, which is kind of crazy when you think about how well they have played over at Soldier Field. If the Bears advance the divisional round and they visit the LA Rams, what do you think that line would be?
I think it's going to be similar to what you just said, Joe, although this game would be in L.A. I think you would still see the Rams at least a field goal favorite. The Rams were 7-1 at home this year. They're 9-3 in the conference. They lead the conference in a plus almost 150-point differential. And although the Bears are a very good young team and would have beaten the Rams once already, they're just 5-3 away from Soldier Field. So I think you look at an experience factor, you look at have to travel on the road, and although they beat this team once already on primetime in Chicago, I think you'd see the Rams at least a 3-point favorite over the Bears next Saturday night would be that game, the late game in the Coliseum.
Joe Ostrowski here on the debut episode of Early Odds with Chuck Esposito, a Chicago guy at least at his heart, sportsbook director at Station Casinos out in Las Vegas. And Chuck, let's move on to the other NFC matchup, which will be airing tonight right here on 670 The Score. Seahawks at the Cowboys. I know money is flowing in on one side. The big thing you hear with this matchup is you have Pete Carroll, Russell Wilson on one side, Dak Prescott, Jason Garrett on the other.
Yeah, you know, this is an interesting matchup. I think, you know, early in the season, I don't think most people thought, Joe, that these two teams would be playing in the postseason. The Seahawks started 0-2 and have kind of righted the ship since then. They're a much better team at home as well, 6-2 at home, just 4-4 on the road, but they've been one of the hotter teams over the second half of the season. Cowboys went 7-1 at home, pretty impressive. I think once they picked up Amari Cooper, it kind of changed everything. But as I mentioned earlier, I think this year, more than any that I can remember over the last several years, you can make a serious case for the underdogs as well. You have seen some early action or an early push on the Seahawks getting points in this one. I think it's a compelling matchup with these two teams. Pete Carroll with the experience against the Cowboys, who are a much better team at home, going 7-1.
Yeah, the one thing that jumped out to me in these three games, outside of the Bears-Eagles contest, these other three games, is the point spread is all a field goal or under, which tells me that you guys think that the road team, it's either a toss-up here, teams being equal, or the road team's actually better.
Yeah, I think when you look at the number, Joe, I mean, if you put these games all up at three, I think you would get considerable one-sided action on the underdog, and that's why you're seeing these numbers below three. All three of those are rematches of games that were played earlier in the season. And as I mentioned, we're trying to put a number up that draws good two-way action. And I think three would draw good one-way action on the underdog. And below that, you're still going to see some favorite play. But you're right. You can make a case that maybe all three underdogs in the other three games are the better or playing better right now than the favorite and home teams.
I hear a lot of people betting on Russell Wilson in prime time, and he's been fantastic in that spot. Is that where most of the public action is going?
It is, Joe. Cowboys are a very public team, but I think the way the Seahawks finished the season, for whatever reason, still a lot of non-believers in the Cowboys. 10-6, 7-1 at home. Yet the Eagles actually had a larger point differential than they did, and so did the Seahawks by a wide margin. So, you know, they haven't played great in some stretches, but they are at home. They play much better at home. They can run the ball with Ezekiel Elliott. That whole offense changed with Amari Cooper. What I like is the linebacker play of the Cowboys. You look at Van Der Esch and Smith. Those linebackers have just changed the way that defense plays. Seattle is on the road, but Russell Wilson is a talented quarterback. They've been able to run the ball. You've got a healthy Doug Baldwin now to go with Tyler Lockett. So I think it's going to be an interesting matchup, and really you can make a case for either one of these two teams. Happy to root for whoever we need in these four games.
Yeah, I think that one's an absolute toss-up. Let's look at the first of the four games this afternoon. You have the Colts at the Texans. Indianapolis, they're that red-hot team coming into the playoffs, at least one of them. The Bears, winners of 9 of 10. The Colts have won 9 of their last 10. I don't know if this is going to be the most exciting game, but people will bet it because it's going to start things off.
Well, I mean, if you look at what the totals are for the four games, this is clearly the highest total. So when you look at, you know, a possible shootout with Watson on one side and Luck on the other, I think the potential is pretty great that you might have an exciting game. The Colts were able to beat the Texans not too long ago. As you mentioned, they're one of the hottest teams in the league right now. Very underrated defense. Andrew Luck has played great the second half of the season. Their only loss, though, was a road loss in the division against the Jacksonville Jaguars, where they were shut out 6-0. They struggled the following week against the Giants, but got a win there. They beat the Titans handily on prime time in that last Sunday night game to get to this matchup. But I think it's an intriguing matchup. I think you look at Luck and T.Y. Hilton on one side and Hopkins and Watson on the other. I think you're going to see some points scored here. And again, Houston is at home. I think that gives them a little bit of an advantage. They were 6-2 at home. The Colts just 4-4 away. But I think you could see a lot of points scored in this game, Joe.
How are the bets rolling in, public and sharp money?
It has come down. This is a game, too, that was pretty close to three. You've seen kind of one-way action in favor of the Colts. They're playing so good right now. I think before the playoffs started, it was 2 or 3 weeks before, we talked about it internally. The one team in the AFC you didn't want to see was the Indianapolis Colts.
Underdogs dominated in last year's playoffs, and you're telling me there's support for Indianapolis as a dog on the road, Seattle as a dog on the road, but it's mostly Bears money, right? Is that the favorite that's getting support?
That is the favorite that's getting support. A lot can change before kickoff Sunday, but right now that's the case. And you're right, the favorite underdogs did dominate last year. I think they went 9-1 against the number, and I think based on what the number is this year on these games, you can make that argument that maybe the road teams or the underdogs are playing just as good, if not better, or are hotter and healthier heading into the postseason right now.
The noon game tomorrow, Chuck, Chargers-Ravens. We just saw this game on a Saturday night a couple of weeks ago. The LA Chargers visiting Baltimore this time around. The Ravens ended up walking away with that one by a couple of scores. Where do you sit?
Well, same thing, Joe. It's under three. It kind of hovers around that area. It's ping-ponged back and forth a little bit. It's a great matchup. Many people feel that the Chargers might be the best team in the AFC. This is a team that was 5-3 at home, if you can call it a home, but was 7-1 on the road. So they're not afraid to take that team and go play on the road. The Ravens are a good team. That defense is lights out. They definitely rival the Bears as maybe the two best defensive teams in the postseason. You have to wonder if Lamar Jackson can step up here and really play a great game. They've seen him a little bit. With each game that he starts, there's more and more tape on Lamar Jackson. This team likes to run. They like to play defense. He manages the game, and I think that's why you're seeing some Charger money, is that the Chargers can play some defense. They've got the defensive linemen. They've got Derwin James who can shadow him. I think you're going to need Lamar Jackson to really step up here and play a good game, but this is one of those games that at three, we've seen some Charger money. Below three, you've seen some Raven action, so it's kind of ping-ponged back and forth a little bit, but I think one of the most compelling matchups of the four.
You've got the debut episode of Early Odds here on 670 The Score. This is Joe Ostrowski. I'm talking with Chuck Esposito, sportsbook director at Station Casinos. Top of the hour, inside the clubhouse with Bruce Levine and Matt Spiegel. Theo Epstein joining the boys coming up at 9:30. So for Chargers backers, I'm wondering about this. This used to be something that was an automatic bet, Chuck, and it's really stopped over the last couple of years. West Coast team going to the East Coast, early time slot. Is that still a concern?
It is. It is, Joe. I mean, it's something that we look at, and we look at, you know, all the different trends and angles and statistical things that you and I can talk about. We're in an information era right now, so that information is readily available to not only us, but the guys on the other side of the counter. So it is things that they're looking at as well. But I think when you look at the matchup, too, on paper, and you see how well the Chargers have played, how well they've played on the road. These two teams played a couple of weeks ago. I thought, you know, after the game, the way Philip Rivers made it sound, they were a little vanilla on offense, knowing that there was a high probability that these two teams could meet again. I clearly think the key to this game is Lamar Jackson.
What will be your biggest need of the four wild card games?
It's hard to say at this point, but I would think that it's probably going to be, in the very first game, it's going to be the Houston Texans. I think that it wouldn't surprise me if maybe this game even goes to Indy, the favorite, or pick by kickoff. They played so well right now, still a lot of non-believers in the Texans, and I think Indy's been so good with Andrew Luck. And the way that defense is played, again, a very underrated defense. But you look at the way they stopped the Cowboys late in the season with a shutout there. That defensive line is good. They're able to run the ball offensively with Mack, which has really helped Andrew Luck. T.Y. Hilton has owned the Texans in his career. And I think that's why you're seeing so much Colts action. And that's why I think we'll be rooting for the Texans on Saturday.
You know, speaking of really good matchups, I hear some people nationally complaining about it, but we're getting to see the two best teams in the country once again, Alabama against Clemson. I love it because I want to see the best going up against the best Monday night. Where's the money coming in?
Early really money has been on Clemson. Opened the game at 6.5. It's dropped a full point. I think you look at these two teams, and both teams are good on both sides of the ball. You know that Saban's going to have a little something dialed up for that true freshman quarterback on the other side. And, you know, you saw Notre Dame do the same thing, but I think we'll have a tremendous handle. I mean, you look at the four playoff games and then leading into the Monday night game, high total. These two teams have played a couple of exciting national championship games in the past. I think you're going to have a great handle on this game. And again, I think you can make a case for both these two teams. I think, you know, Tua is going to look to step up here and play a great game. And I think there's a little bit more pressure on the Clemson side because of, you know, missing a key component on defense and a very young quarterback who's really under the spotlight here on Monday night.
Oh, it's a wonderful matchup. Two of the best quarterbacks in the country right now, two of the best head coaches going at it once again. I don't know that the Tigers pull off the upset, but I like Clemson getting the points. Every time I look, this number is dropping. How low do you think it goes?
I think it's going to continue to drop a little bit, Joe. I think because there's some value there with Clemson, and you saw Bama's defense maybe not play great down the stretch. You know, I thought against Georgia they were a little bit exposed, and I think you're going to continue to see that on the Clemson side, and it wouldn't surprise me a little bit uncharacteristically that we actually need the favorite in the national championship game. But again, I think the key here is the play of Clemson on offense. The linebackers and the back end for Alabama are going to be a lot faster than what they saw with Notre Dame. I think that key turnover late is what might change the game, but this is going to be a great matchup. I think for our end of it, you're going to see just tremendous crowds and just a tremendous handle in all of our racing sports books industry-wide here in Vegas.
All right, we've got Inside the Clubhouse, our weekly baseball show coming up at the top of the hour. Chuck, I've got a slip in a baseball question. This week it came out that the White Sox have submitted an official offer to Manny Machado, the first offer that he's received after visiting with three different teams last month. If the White Sox land one of these two guys, how much would the World Series futures change?
They would change, Joe, but I don't think they would change dramatically. Reason being is I still think the White Sox have some holes, especially with pitching. They're a very young team right now. They would most certainly drop. And I think you look at that division right now, after Cleveland, Minnesota's been active in free agency. You can make a case that some of these other teams have improved themselves, but I still don't think it would be a huge drop unless they landed both and were able to improve that rotation, which you never know is definitely a possibility. But at this point, I just don't have a clear feel. You know, I thought maybe a week ago that the Cubs were in it. Then I started to think about the Dodgers, reading more and more about the Dodgers because they did clear some space. Now, if the Cubs clear some cap space or some salary over the next 48 hours, I think that changes. But until that, I think right now the Phillies and Yankees, maybe for each of them, or the Nationals for Harper, seem to be the favorite in my book.
That's Chuck Esposito, Sportsbook Director at Station Casinos out in Las Vegas. Happy we could work something out and that you could be the first guest on Early Odds, and I hope we can do it again.
I'm excited about it, Joe. Thanks for having me on. I want to wish all the listeners you know, a happy and healthy new year and all the best in 2019. And I look forward to being on with you again real soon.
You'll get more of that on Early Odds with Joe Ostrowski, The Score's brand new sports betting show every Saturday morning. I'm strapped for time, but I have to squeeze in some picks. Of these four wildcard games, I like two games, and I have a pair of leans. My two likes. My favorite pick of the weekend is tomorrow. The Chargers defense is facing a quarterback that can't throw the football. That's a bad thing, and they're facing him twice in 3 weeks. They're getting 3 points on the road. I will take the Bolts as the underdog. My second favorite pick, also tomorrow. I like the Bears on the lakefront, that raucous atmosphere with the air raid siren. The Nick Foles magic runs out just like the Ryan Fitz magic ran out in week number four. Give me the Bears laying the points. My leans, Colts +1.5 against the Texans. Cowboys as 2-point favorites against the Seahawks. So two games today right here on The Score. I think those are coin toss games, but I have leans towards the Colts and the Cowboys. My name is Joe Ostrowski. Follow me on Twitter at Joe0670. Inside the Clubhouse is next. Theo Epstein joins the guys at 9:30. I will talk to you next week, Saturdays, 8:30 a.m. Early Odds on The Score.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.